Resuming discussion of Durdhara, the hard-to-get god, hard-to-get a hold of, Vishnu Sahasranam, number 720. In the last talk on this topic, I spoke of how he can be had by love, premete horike pai, he can be had by prema, namarati hoile premera udoi premete horike pai. How do we get prema? By chanting the holy names of Krishna. We're all chanting. Are we all getting prema? What's the secret? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Swarup, Damodar, and Ram Rai, Ramananda Rai. Jai rupe loile naam prema upajoy. Jai rupe loile naam prema upajoy tar lokon shuno Swarup Ram Rai. He told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Swarup Damodar and Ram Rai, Ramananda Rai, what is it? What's the special, what's the secret in chanting that gives prem? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm going to tell it to you, and what is that? Chuna the pi suni chena tarari vasahishnana amani da amani dena kirtaniya sadahari. Someone who is genuinely more humble or considers himself more small, insignificant than a piece of grass, who is as tolerant as a tree, who is ready to offer respect to others but doesn't desire respect for himself, such a person is qualified to always chant the holy names of Krishna. So pride is a big obstacle. Pride, egoism. Now we're discussing about Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who describes himself in Bhagavad Gita in a manner that has been discussed and continues to be discussed by philosophical-minded people, intellectuals. It's a book of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita gives knowledge of Krishna, and he says, "Mata parataram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya." He establishes himself as supreme. We have to know this. The whole idea is of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining himself. Who is he? How does he live? How does he act? The basic principle of what it means to be, for him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the result of that, aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvang pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. By knowing that Krishna is the source of everything, which means he's the maintainer of everything and ultimately the destroyer of everything, they should become attracted to Krishna, understand I'm inferior to Krishna, and worship him with love. Knowing Krishna is the whole point of Bhagavad Gita. And the result of that, Krishna talks about in various places within Bhagavad Gita, for instance, at the end of the seventh chapter, sadhi bhutadi daivang mam sadhi yagyang che ye viduhu prayana kale picha mam te vidur yukta chetasaha. The translation, those in full consciousness of me who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. So we have to get Krishna, the hard-to-get God. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he can be known. To know him is for our benefit. Therefore, he speaks Bhagavad Gita. But at the same time, there can be a pride of intellectualism. It's a very subtle, fine line that someone may want to study and understand Krishna for the sake of loving him. Or they may not come, they may come to that point after a long time. Bahunam janmaramante gyanavang maam prapadyate. They're looking for the absolute truth. They're sincere to find the absolute truth. It may take many lifetimes of intellectual searching to do so, to come to the point of understanding that it's Krishna that they're looking for. But it is a spiritual search. It's different. That subtle distinction can be there between studying Shastra, hearing about Krishna, for the sake of understanding him, for the sake of improving oneself, for the sake of becoming Krishna conscious, and a kind of intellectual pleasure, which is on a lower platform. It's the mental platform or the egoistic platform. We find that people who they become very spiritual and they do, what do they call it, mindfulness, and you know, then they start to feel, yeah, I'm very spiritual, I'm better than others. We, as aspiring devotees, we may feel, yeah, I know Bhagavad Gita, I'm studying Bhagavad Gita, I'm leading a pure life. We may think we're better than others. Or even within the devotional society, I know so much. I can explain, I give very good talks. People like my talks. Or there's a danger of pseudo-intellectualism or intellectualism for the sake of intellectualism, even within devotional service. Toward the end of his pastimes in this world, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was approached by one secular scholar, which in Bengal in those days would mean that they would probably probably have a good, at least superficial understanding of Vaishnava culture and the intellectual works of the Vaishnava acharyas, even if they're supposedly not devotees, but they would know something about this. And so this secular scholar said to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it'd be very helpful for the world if there were to be a Gauriya Math edition of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with commentary. Now that's a very good proposal, that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is explained in depth by the followers or by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur caught the spirit of that scholar, as he, what he said was good, but the underlying attitude and motivation wasn't. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that we are presenting Shastra, scripture, for the sake of increasing devotion, not for the titillation of secular scholars. So this, within devotional service, we also have to be very careful. There's a danger of pseudo-intellectualism or over-intellectualism. Now, I'm regularly talking on topics of Krishna and Krishna consciousness as ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as ordered by Srila Prabhupada, as is the duty, particularly of those who have taken Brahminical initiation in the line of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and even more particularly those who have accepted the sannyasa order. And my way of presentation, you can say it's intellectual. It's not telling stories for the sake of telling stories. I try to avoid gooey intellectualism, sentimentalism. It could be called the thinking person's Krishna, if you want to give a new title to the whatever it's called, the Facebook page or whatever it is. I could be called that, but it's, the aim is not to demonstrate one's great scholarship, because I don't have great scholarship anyway, but that's one point. But the whole aim is that let us engage our mind in Krishna, manmana, Krishna says, think of me. That intellectual tendency is there within educated human beings. So the tendency is to think about things, to analyze things. In human society, that is diverted into analyzing politics, politicians, general psychology, history, military strategies, and so many things. Maybe mathematics, which all these things may have their usefulness, but prayana kale chakatam geyosi niyatatma bihi. The Arjuna asks, how are we going to know you at the time of death, Krishna says? How can we actually do that? How can we actually understand all these things? So the aim is to engage our mind in thinking of Krishna, understanding Krishna. Of course, we can't understand Krishna. He's Durdara, hard to understand him. But to the extent that we try to sincerely understand him, Krishna will bless us. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyantite. Krishna will give knowledge of himself and of devotional service to devotees who are sincerely trying to serve him with love. And of course, one of the ways he does that is not just a zap within the brain. All of a sudden you have a super brain. It's nothing like that, but the process is by hearing, and then dibhogyan hriday prakashito, by hearing faithfully from Guru Mukha Padmavakya Chitete Korea Aikya, hearing from the Guru, representative of Krishna, who presents Krishna, making those words one with one's heart, then the spiritual knowledge is manifested within the heart. So it's cooperation between Chaitya Guru, Krishna within the heart, and the manifestation of Krishna externally in the form of the teachers, gurus who give information of Krishna. And information, again, is not just some data and something to be crammed for an exam. It's knowledge of Krishna, and there should be realization of Krishna. So devotion, of course, that's the whole point, bhakti. Bhaktya sanjateya bhaktya. Bhakti comes about by bhakti. It's not simply by intellectualism, study, that one can know Krishna. But some intelligence is required in general. There are cases of people who are not adept in Shastric studies, but who are great devotees of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the greatest scholar of the devotional scholar of the 20th century, his guru was Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj, who was practically illiterate. But Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj, even though being so great in devotion, it wasn't that he was foolish. He understood all the siddhantas, all the essential teachings of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that all the siddhantas, everything, all knowledge of Krishna is to be found in a particle of dust at his lotus feet. Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj, he also said, for that matter, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that all the teachings, all that we need to know of Krishna consciousness is found in the Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana of Narottam Dasa. So Krishna consciousness is multifaceted. We can find in Prabhupada's books, we can find in Narottam Dasa's songs, we can find in the teachings of Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj, we can find Krishna if we're fortunate to get there. We can't barge our way in, but if we are granted entry, we'll be allowed. Anyway, the point I was making is that some intelligence is required also. We also have the duty to spread Krishna consciousness, and some intelligence is required for that. We may think, well, bhakti is just sincerity. When shortly before Srila Prabhupada passed away from this world, he asked Giriraj Das Brahmachari at the time. He called him in the middle of the night and said, how will this movement go on after I pass away? He was expecting to pass away. He did shortly after that. And Giriraj Maharaj said that, well, by sincerity, Prabhupada said, yes, sincerity, but organization and intelligence is also required. Simply to be a bungling, incompetent, pure devotee. No. Pure devotee means we have to do the needful, as Srila Prabhupada would say, which means acquiring our intelligence. We may have to understand in the course of serving Krishna and spreading his movement, we may have to understand so many legal matters, financial matters, technical matters, psychological matters. We have to move with the world, to move within it, to inject Krishna consciousness within it. So this kind of lackadaisical, don't worry, we didn't check to see if there's any fuel in the vehicle, Krishna will look after. I've heard this kind of thing. It's a ridiculous thing. In this regard, there's one story that one foolish student of a guru came out from the ashram into the marketplace in the town, and he had just heard that, well, that God is in everyone's heart, and there was an elephant, a rogue elephant, running in the marketplace. And he thought, well, God's in my heart, God's in the elephant's heart, so this mad elephant, God will tell the elephant not to harm me. Now the elephant came and picked up that foolish disciple and threw him and hurt him severely. He limped back to the ashram and said, well, why didn't God tell the elephant to leave me alone? He said, well, didn't you hear that God was inspiring all the people around to tell you to be cautious? Didn't you hear them? God was also inspiring them. Some intelligence is required. So, yeah, and professionality. If we're going to live in this world and preach Krishna consciousness in this world, we have to be aware of what's going on. And it's a very complex, technical world nowadays. There are so many laws we have to follow and understand. So, intelligence, yes. Now, we're talking about getting Krishna. We can't get him by intelligence, but we do require some intelligence. And it's not intelligence only to study Shastra. Intelligence, apply our intelligence to understand clearly what is Krishna consciousness. It means to act for Krishna's pleasure, which may mean that we don't just chant Hare Krishna. We don't just study Shastra. We may have to study law books if that's our particular service. If we may have, for the sake of, if we have properties and we're going out in the world and propagating Krishna consciousness, not everyone will like it. There may be court cases against us. Someone may try to take over our property, or the ISKCON's property, by foul means, and we may have to make a court case against them. So how are we going to get Krishna? By studying law books. We may, by using part of intelligence is knowing how to, the proper use of intelligence. We could use our intelligence to study some, what was that, some rubric, cubic, or something like that. You know, there was some game or something. What's that called? Rubik's Cube. And so many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people around the world for years were trying to work out how to do it. And then someone worked it out, how to solve some kind of puzzle. Well, what a waste of time. A lot of intelligence was used, but what was the benefit, actually? But using intelligence, knowing how to use it properly. So, intelligence, yes. Worldly intelligence is required also. Even when studying Shastra, that intelligence should be focused, knowing that I'm studying prayerfully, praying to Srila Prabhupada, to Vyasadeva, to all the previous acharyas, to reveal this knowledge so that I may serve them properly. Not studying, just I'm studying and then I'll become very learned and then people will appreciate that, or study because I have this tendency, I like to study. Well, okay, that's all right. I like to study when I was in college, and now I like to study the spiritual books, but then you should be ready to clean the toilet also if required. Not that I'm a Brahmin and I only study. Again, there's so many subtle misconceptions to come. There should be a clear idea of why we're studying. We just study. Why are you studying? You should understand why we're doing it. help us to come to this spiritual platform. and then again, over-intellectualism can manifest as trying to study so many books of so many acharyas. The acharyas have given us so many books to read. We should read them. We can get all the essence of what all the acharyas have given in Srila Prabhupada's books. And there's so many. How much can we understand, even to study Srila Prabhupada's books? It's a big project. It's amazing how Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books. We give people sets of Bhagavatams. And so read a little bit every day. You'll get through. It'll take some years. It'll be worth it. It's the best thing you can do with your life. If you're going to read this. It's a big project to study all of Srila Prabhupada's books. What to speak of digesting and trying understanding them at least at some level. Srila Prabhupada gave the Srimad Bhagavatam and all these shastras in a very simple presentation. Traditionally, the Bhagavatam commentaries, they're meant for learned scholars, consummate scholars. They're not meant for anyone, not even meant for every devotee to read or understand. How many devotees in history, since Jiva Goswami composed his Sandarbhas, which percentage of Gaudiya Vaishnavas have studied all the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami? It must be less than 0.1%, 1 in 1,000, less than that. But they are the key to, they are the final word in understanding all the Siddhantas of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Well, final word, anyway, that's... Some points may have been clarified afterwards also. So, Srila Prabhupada wrote in a way that people can understand Krishna, what to do with their lives, how to live in Krishna consciousness, that service to Krishna, that is the essence. there are so many forms of service. One of them is study, intellectualism, you could say. But it doesn't in and of it, the point I'm trying to make here is that simply by the brain one cannot get Krishna. One should apply the intelligence in the service of Krishna. To not do so is also a misunderstanding. But to think that by intelligence alone we can understand Krishna is unintelligent. And then if we are going to be an intellectual for Krishna. And then that is required also. And some devotees go very deeply into Shastra and explain it. But we should see that we can take from the intellectuals in the secular world, academics. To be an accredited academic and to be a professor in a university, you don't get there just by reading a little bit here and there. It's a very competitive world. You'll be checked by others. You just can't say anything anywhere, anytime, whatever you think. You have to cite references. You have to know your stuff. You really have to understand it, how to present it. It requires high intelligence, dedication, some humility also, because you just can't say, well, this is what I think. You have to be prepared to be refereed by other scholars who may say, no, this is wrong. You got it wrong, or you need to improve this. So discriminatory power. Want to be an intellectual? Have a look at the intellectuals in the universities and how seriously they take their work. We don't want to be like that exactly, that we're just intellectuals without Krishna. But we also have to preach to such people. Such people are influential in the world. So we should be able to preach to them also. But then we're going to have to come up to their level in terms of intellectualism in order to even begin to be taken seriously by them. So this discussion is of the hard to get Krishna. It's hard to get because he can't be got by intellectualism or simply by the brain, noetic methods. But at the same time, I'm just getting into this to discuss this point in some detail, unless we think, no intellectual, throw it out. We'll just chant Hare Krishna. No, but balanced understanding, clear understanding is required. We should, another point, or in summation of this point, there is a difference between mental development and spiritual advancement. One may be a devotee and very mentally developed, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one's spiritually advanced. To go on the mental platform is not to advance on the mental platform. You can go up to the level in the modern age of Einstein, but he didn't get close to Krishna. As a thinking person, he couldn't avoid speaking about God at some point in time, but that wasn't his central point of discussion by any means, and he didn't know Krishna. He didn't even know, he wasn't even interested in Jewish theology. He was raised in, born in a Jewish family. Indriyani parani ahur, indriyabhyo parang manaha, manasastu parabuddhiya, yo buddhe paratastu saha. The intellectual platform is above the mental platform. There's a distinction in Bhagavad Gita, which is above the sensual platform. And above that is the spiritual platform. So the spiritual platform is to be engaged in with the senses, the mind, and the intelligence, but without serving Krishna, simply to engage in the senses, the mind, and the intelligence is mundane. Krishna doesn't give himself just by knowledge. Even Bhakti Shastra degree doesn't mean now I got Krishna. In this regard, Lord Krishna said to Uddhava, Nasadayati mam yogo, nasankhyam dharma. Uddhava, nasvadhyayastapastyago, yata bhaktiya mamorjita. Nasadhyatima, yoga, mystic yoga, doesn't bring Krishna, doesn't give us Krishna. Nor does the Sankhya system, intellectual study of the world, nor even following dharma, being very pious, doing one's duty, nor by study in and of itself, even by studying the Vedic literature, nor by being very austere and renounced. None of them, none of these things can compare to pure devotional service, which brings Krishna under control. Here is a quote from Srila Prabhupada from one of the Back to Godhead magazines that he wrote or he published before even coming to the West. He wrote, "God is great and he reserves the right of not being exposed to the mundane speculationists and dry philosophers, but he appears himself by his own will and independence when he is offered transcendental loving services in all respects." Now, another quote from Srila Prabhupada from a lecture he gave in 1966. "Spiritual science does not require a high education nor a high intellect. Simply by hearing, we can pass over the ocean of birth and death." So ultimately, it's not about what we know, but how we love Krishna. Dripta, you may remember just before this in Vishnu Sahasranam, we had the name Dripta, which means, one of the meanings of that was he's always happy in himself. He's always as if intoxicated with the infinite bliss of himself, Satchidananda, the bliss of being the loving person that he is, the bliss of love. Krishna is always as if intoxicated with love. Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the reservoir of all loving experiences and exchanges. Krishna can be had by love. Duradhara. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau. He's hard to get by simply study of the Vedas, but he reveals himself to his loving devotees. So we're talking about love, but how do we get love? First of all, there has to be trust. Love means there has to be a trust. How do we trust Krishna? Well, we have to hear about Krishna and understand that Sharanyam, he is the one worth taking shelter of. So to trust him, we have to hear about him, understand him. Then love can develop. There's no love without trust. And trust in God comes from understanding and hearing about him. Even about if one is to accept a guru, there has to be some trust. You don't understand all his teachings immediately. You don't understand everything he does. But there has to be some basic trust. Not that every time you see, oh, something seems to be wrong, and then immediately, blah, 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 blah. Of course, if you see that the guru is regularly acting in a way which is not according to the principles of devotional service or not according to the principles of human life as given in the Varnashram system, acting immorally, then you probably shouldn't take him as a guru. But there has to be some basic trust and affection. Without that, simply by exercising our mind and trying to understand everything intellectually, taking it, analyzing it, it's not going to work. So love is required from the beginning if we're to begin to understand Krishna. Intellectualism, yes, but love, or at least some basic trust and feeling of attraction and wanting to love What is that word love? How many Facebook likes did you get? You can get so many Facebook likes, but who loves you? The aim of life, believe it or not, is not to get a lot of Facebook likes, thumbs up, and all this kind of thing. That's another illusion, thinking that I'm very popular because I got so many Facebook likes. I impressed so many people. This whole idea becoming YouTube stuff, Facebook, whatever it is, it's another foolishness, illusion. Shvavidvara hoshtra karai sangstuta purusha pashuhu. Nayat karna pato petas jata nama gadagraja. Persons who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise people who don't praise Krishna. So to have a high rating on YouTube or whatever, unless there's clearly Krishna there, then you may be in the category of a big hog, dog, camel, or ass. The biggest fool is praised by many smaller fools. And it's not that by becoming popular, oh, I'll go and get a photo taken with a big famous person and I'll put it on my Instagram and people see and be impressed and they'll think, oh, he's a very big important person because he had a photo taken with a big important person. This is all nonsense. All nonsense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? I started by saying, Trinadapi Sunichana. Realize we're insignificant. Even the big, important, famous person, maybe President of the United States or some big so-called spiritual leader, we're all insignificant in relation to Krishna. The whole universe, what is it? It's insignificant. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, we should understand these things by... Well, we can understand it just, if we have any intelligence, we can just understand it. But by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we should know and understand by hearing these topics. Hard to get Krishna. Well, if we're thinking we're very important or we're trying to make ourselves very important or trying to make ourselves very popular via Facebook or whatever else, then we're not going to get Krishna. Nadhanam, najanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, not by janam, not by popularity, can we get Krishna. Premete hari ke pai, by actual love of Krishna, we get Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended, here Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm talking about Vishnu Sahasranama, discussing it in terms of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we received it through our acharyas, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly revealed Krishna in Vrindavan through the Bhagavatam. So this hard to get Krishna, we may think, well, yeah, we'll go to Vaikuntha and we'll get Krishna. Who's in Vaikuntha? Lakshmi, Narayana. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, go a little higher, go a little higher. Eho bhajya, age kohoa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when Ramananda Rai proposed so many ways to get Krishna, the hard to get Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is external, go further. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, oh, hear about Krishna. Sthane stita shudigatang tanubang manobhi ye prayaso jita jitopi apitai strilokyam. Hear about Krishna, and we can conquer Krishna. We not just get Krishna, we get Krishna in our grasp. Then, age kohoa, he went on saying, okay, that's good, say some more, say some more, say some more. So all the way up to Vrindavan and into the very heart of Vrindavan, into Krishna's heart, which is Rajagopi Bhav. The feelings of the gopis. Who can go there? Even Lakshmi can't go there. What are we talking about here? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give? Even Lakshmi cannot get. As is stated, in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Nayang Shriyonga Unitanta Rate Prasadaha Svayoshitam Nalena Ganta Ruchankuto Nyaha Rasotsavesya Bhujadanda Grihita Kanta Labdha Disham Ya Udagad Rajasundari Nam. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, or other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers, and what to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. So there you go, all you beautiful women who would never waste their time listening to talk such as this. They're very busy, beautiful women being beautiful in the material sense, but they're a long, long way from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Gopi anugatya bina aisharja gyane bajileho napai bajileho nahipai Brajendra Nandani. Let's say that again. Gopi anugatya bine aisharja gyane bajileho nahi pai Brajendra Nandani. That without following in the footsteps of the gopis, Ramyaka chid upasana vrajavadhu vardhena ya kalpita, the best mode of worship of Krishna is that kalpana, the word is given kalpana, that which is in the minds of the gopis. If one simply tries to understand Krishna only in his opulence, then even we worship Krishna to the extent that Lakshmi did, which we can't do, which is perform severe austerities for a very long time, we won't get Krishna in Vrindavan. Then who are we to even think of these things? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. This Vishnu Sahasrana. Vishnu is hard to get. And what to speak of Krishna? And what to speak of Krishna in Vrindavan? So this is the great gift of our Gauriya Acharyas. They've come to give us Krishna. Not easy to get. Very hard to get. But they have given us. And what is the process? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Name Rati Hoile, Premera Udoi, Premete Hare Ke Pai. By having a taste for the holy names, then Prem will arise in the heart, love for Krishna. And by that, we will get Krishna. But the condition is there, no pride. One has to be completely prideless. Then one can actually chant. So, a long way to go, yeah, but we have to start. At least we have to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra daily and follow these four principles. That is that's a start. We have to do that. Otherwise, we go on hearing and hearing and hearing. We don't chant 16 rounds. We have to chant and try and chant. Actually, calling to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hard to get, not that hard. If we call out to him, please engage me in your service, and we go on doing it for years and years and years, we should hope that Krishna will say, okay, all right, okay, you really want it, but then we have to say, do we really want it? And at least we have to do this, chanting these 16 rounds and trying to do so with attention. Love, whatever little love may be there, we should do that. Without that, we're in a very precarious situation. Then we're on the mental platform. The mind is boing, 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 here and there, like a rubber ball bouncing all over the place. Fix the mind in Krishna. At least this 2 hours every day. Minimum sadhana. No one can Well, some people may, but the old excuse used to be, I'm too busy. And now we have the grace of a little virus, lockdowns and all this. We can't complain, we're too busy now. Chant, chant, chant. Don't say can't, can't, can't. By chanting, we will get Krishna. Nam hoite hoi sarva jagat nishta. By the chanting of the holy names, the whole universe can be delivered. Krishna mantra hoite hobe shong shamo chan Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. By chanting the Krishna mantra, we will be delivered from material existence. By chanting that name of Krishna, we can attain to the lotus feet of Krishna. Hard to get? Yes. Impossible to get? No. Can we get him? Yes. Yes. We certainly can. By his grace. Hare Krishna. All glories to the hard to get Krishna, who hard to get, yes, but there's nothing worth living for except trying to get that Krishna. Otherwise, life is not life. Life means to spend our whole life, let me get Krishna. Let me do whatever is required in this life. Let me try to get Krishna. Let the whole world call me a fool. What does it matter? Let me try. Krishna, he's not so ungrateful. Even I don't get Krishna, but he'll at least give me another chance. That much, he's not going to totally reject me. This much faith I have. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Durdhara. There's more discussion of Durdhara coming up. I didn't get through discussing this name yet. And we won't, even lifetimes of discussion, we won't come to an end. But if we're going to go through the Vishnu Sahasranam, we have to put some limit on discussing each of the names, but there's some more to discuss on the name Durdhara, the hard to get God. So this is all for now. This is the thinking person's Krishna. Let us think about Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha Krishna.